Mask mandates. Different rules for different provinces. Here in Ontario, the loose plan is to revisit masking rules midway through March, but Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown wants Ontario to follow Quebec's lead and allow students to remove masks inside classrooms sooner rather than later. Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown joins the morning Zoom. Welcome, Mayor. Great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me on the morning Zoom.
I know, it's very exciting. Okay, so let's talk about the mask mandate. And it really, it's only a few weeks, right? We're looking at maybe mid-March for the discussion and perhaps the mask mandate lifted then by the end of March. You want it sooner. Why?
So public health units across the country have determined that it's safe to have children learning without masks in school. And it's something that I think we need to seriously look at in Ontario. And this last 2 years has been devastating, particularly for children. The disruption they've seen has been enormous. And I know there's always people who are going to say it's too soon. You know, I was one of the voices pushing for kids to be back in school in January. Mm-hmm. And I know that some of the critics were saying, you know, hospital cases would skyrocket if kids went back to school. They didn't. And thank goodness kids are in school learning. And I look at the approach that Quebec has taken to masks, and it's reasonable. They're saying in crowded spaces, kids wear masks, but on the school bus, they wear masks. But when they're sitting at their desk and they're separated, that they don't want children having to wear masks for extended periods. And given the fact that's where the rest of the world is going, mm-hmm. and finding this right balance, I really think the province of Ontario should look seriously at this.
I'm talking to Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown. I also know that you have a little boy. Theodore is about 2.5 years old. And, you know, every time I'm at the grocery store or I'm somewhere where I see families with small children, I often think to myself that these little ones have never known a world without putting a mask on to go outside. So he had to have been part of your motivation because, you know, we grew up so differently and it's just such an entirely different perspective from a little boy's world.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been, science feedback, data that shows that, you know, when you mask young children, you inhibit their verbal development. There's a loss of learning. Mm. You know, when I look at my kids, and I've got two young children, and I take my son Theodore to soccer lessons, and he's supposed to wear a mask. And, you know, those are the current rules in Ontario. And I have to say, getting a toddler to wear a mask is impossible, not to mention unreasonable. And so I just really think we have to have a conversation around reasonableness. All the science and all the data shows that we're not seeing severe cases of COVID-19 amongst children, that there are other complications. The data is very inconclusive if masks actually help with young children. And given the fact that's where the rest of the world is, if the top physicians and the top public health officials in other provinces and other countries deem that it's appropriate for children to be in class learning without a mask, then, you know, how is the science, how is the data different in Ontario?
Mm-hmm. It's a mental health piece here too, right? I mean, we've all been living like this for two and a half years. And so the sooner that we can relax and be more ourselves, I guess the better, especially for kids.
Well, and I understand when there was the government announcement that they had to have restrictions because hospital capacity was challenged. Well, right now our hospital capacity across Canada is not only stable, it's strong. You know, right now we have, you know, more hospital capacity, I know locally, than we had before the pandemic even started. And so, you know, the basis for some of these restrictions, that basis has changed. And I really think we need to learn to live with COVID-19. Each variant has been less severe. And we've sacrificed an enormous amount over the last 2 years. And it's time to get back on our feet as a country.
Yeah, well, we'll see where your proposal goes in the next little while. It's the elephant in the room. I got to ask before we say goodbye, what are your thoughts about federal conservative leadership down the road? Lots of good buzz about Patrick Brown maybe being the next leader of the federal conservatives. Feel free to break the story right here with Sam.
Well, you know, I've responded that it's difficult to consider a race where there's no rules and there's no timeline. And so for me, it's premature to speculate on it. You know, I've certainly had phone calls of people encouraging me to consider it. Mm-hmm. And it will be something to think about once those rules and that timeline comes out. I do think it's important for Canada to have a competitive democracy. And the fact that the Conservative Party has not been competitive in urban Canada for the last number of elections is not is not healthy for our democracy.
So you're not saying no is what I'm getting here. Thank you so much for your time this morning and for answering that last question. It kind of came out of left field. Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown, appreciate your time again.
Thank you.
Let's check the drive right now. Here's Spencer.
A pair of problems to watch for on the 401. The first one is approaching the 400 in the collectors with delays back to the 410. Yep. The second one just after Bayview with delays starting about there.
Right
you'll
now.
See them continue.
Say no to them for the rest of time.
Rest of your morning drive filling in with morning volume, but no active incidents out there other than those two. If you see something else, let us know toll free at 1-833 now slow. The W.C. Town Funeral Chapel in Whitby, a family-owned funeral home providing traditional values and modern choices. And that's traffic on Zoomer Radio.
Sure, you want the entire interview, yes? Sure.
I recorded it.
Oh, can you send that to Jane?